I'm speaking with Giovanni Gasparoni, who is Executive Vice President of Marketing and Sales for Novus International. Giovanni, we just had an announcement out of Novus International about another acquisition for the company. Can you tell me about this acquisition, this company, these companies that you have acquired?
Well, actually, these are two acquisitions. One is in Spain, and the company is in Spain, and the other one is in Mexico.
And what are these companies?
The IQF group in Spain basically are specialized, and they're a global leader on the natural pigment and synthetic. Plus, they have other additional feed additive, and including a line of essential oil, the Next Enhance. That's the company in Spain. The company in Mexico, they are in the pigment. They are associated with a joint venture between the Enamex group and IQF, and they are doing premix for customers in Mexico, as well as selling pigment and other specialty additives in the Mexico in the country.
Now, why is this so exciting for Novus International and your new and existing customers?
Well, it's very exciting because, first of all, we have been dealing with both companies for a long while. So we know the quality of their product and what's behind those products in terms of R&D and real value for our customers. So we know the company very well. And secondly, is because we really represent for the prior owner the continuity of what they've established and done in the last decades, IQF for more than 40 years. In the livestock, and having us now taking them to a different level using our economy of scale.
Which segments of the livestock market are these the products from these companies going to be most adaptable to in your market?
If you look at the main lines beside the premix in Mexico, I think that the primary customers right off the bat, so it means today, there will be broiler, layer, and aquaculture. And then, but then if you look at the other product that they have, they're really integrated in the product offer that we have, there is no really species limitation, so to speak.
Now, some of these feed additives, I understand, as you were saying, they can be mixed with feed to enhance the nutrition and color of meat and eggs. Can you tell me about that?
Right. So pigments actually are really a natural antioxidant. If you look at the origin of these products now, obviously they have a parallel function, which is in certain parts of the world they used to pigment, naturally pigment the skin of the chicken or the color of the yolk, of as well as for aquaculture, especially salmon, the color of the flesh. Enhancing a particular aspect of the color of the flesh of the salmon.
Now, this is the third acquisition that Novus has made this year. Why are you acquiring these different companies, and how are they helping to enhance your portfolio of products?
Well, so Novus is in a growth, a faster growth path and pace, and we are following basically two strategies. One is internally developed. We developed many products up until the acquisition of last December of Albion. Most of our growth, if not all of it, was coming from internally developed products. We were looking also as a parallel process to grow by looking at the company that have a strategic fit with us, and that's the case for Albion, IQF, and Amex. So basically, either they're expanding our current product line, like Albion, or they're taking us to a different platform, like the pigment, or a different market, like, you know, enhance our presence in the aquaculture as well as in other geography, i.e., Japan, to give you one, or Norway. So give us more powerful presence in different geography. As far as the Mexico is concerned, I think it's twofold. There's one, the pigment in itself, so broadening our presence in that market, which is strong, and we are already strongly present in Mexico, as well as accessing the premix market, so whereby we can complete our offer of other additives to our customers and new customers in Mexico. But the idea is obviously to go beyond Mexico now and expand to the Latin American areas.
And I think that the last time we talked in January, we were talking about the reach of your market for Novus International and how many countries you've already reached into. Tell us a little bit about the market for Novus International products and how many countries you're in at this point.
Today, market-wise, I think we always, at least I classify the market presence in two different areas, one being the species that we tackle, so what kind of programs we have for the different animals, and we go from poultry to layer, from dairy to beef, all the way to aqua swine, obviously, and aquaculture. As well as geography, last did you and I talked was correctly in January, and we were selling in 90 countries. I wouldn't be surprised if today we have reached the 100 countries where we have direct presence or direct sales of our current products.
Okay, that's all the specific questions I have, Gio. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I'm really thrilled of seeing us growing this way. To me, it's a pleasure to see this, and also to see the fact that we are really truthful to our helping feed the world affordable, wholesome food, and you know, with step by step we're going there, and I'm really happy to see that, as well as continuing the traditional family-owned business that have been present in this business for so long, and now give the opportunity to take them to a different level in a bigger scale.
Thank you very much, Gio Gasparoni, with Novus International. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.